Menopause is having a moment.
And on social media, no less.
After centuries of nothingness.
When doctors who don't have uteruses were supposed to help women through this important transition in their lives.
It's taken TikTok to crack through the silence.
All right, I got you, girl. Now, the benefits of hormone therapy really outweigh the risks when started within 10 years from your last period.
Ladies, if you're in perimenopause or menopause, here's why you may want to consider adding turmeric to your diet every day.
I think the most unknown symptom of menopause is sexual dysfunction.
Every now and then I get a urine infection from all the fluctuating aging hormones.
I'm Colleen DeVase.
And I'm Sue Williams.
So TikTok and Instagram and YouTube have become unlikely places, in my mind, for these lively voices telling us about older women's health needs.
It's amazing, and actually, it's kind of fun.
Her name is Perimenopause.
Can you get out of my house?
Absolutely not. I'm going to be here for a while.
What's a word that rhymes with menopause?
We wanted to find some of these women and landed on Dr. Mary Claire Haver, who has over 2 million followers on TikTok alone.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, board-certified OBGYN and nutritionist.
She starts a lot of videos off that way.
So if you don't know me, I'm a board-certified obstetrician-gynecologist, and I'm also a nutritionist.
The internet and social media are allowing patients, in this case women, to access medical knowledge they simply could not have found just a decade ago.
And empowering women to have conversations about conditions that their doctors haven't been willing or perhaps even able to discuss. Here's Mary Claire on TikTok.
It's no secret that we live in a culture that completely dismisses perimenopause. Kind of helps explain why we don't know that much about it and why here on this TikTok page, I've gotten tens of thousands of comments from women that they had no idea what hit them.
Today, we're sharing our conversation with Mary Claire, who outside of TikTok is the creator of the Galveston Diet, which is all about the best foods for menopause. She's turned it into a book by the same name, which is now a Wall Street Journal bestseller.
As a doctor, she's broken new ground by opening a clinical practice devoted entirely to menopause.
And as an entrepreneur, and we always love an entrepreneur, Mary Claire just launched a new company called thepauselife.com.
Stick around.
Menopause just gets shoved into this narrow box, and we need to open that box.
Over 1 million women enter menopause each year.
With symptoms that include hot flashes, brain fog, disrupted sleep, sexual dysfunction, and depression.
But many women quietly suffer as a result of stigma, embarrassment, and a flat-out lack of care from the medical community.
40% of us are in menopause in this country right now, and we're getting just maybe 5% of the education and research dollars.
Not only that, but most OBGYNs get shockingly little training on menopause.
A Mayo Clinic study found that OBGYN residents get only about 1 to 2 hours of instruction on menopause care. I mean, that is crazy.
And this is OBGYNs, not just doctors in general.
I have to be honest, for probably 15 years of my career, I was a horrible menopause provider. Horrible.
Like most OBGYNs, Mary Claire's training was really dedicated to managing pregnant women and delivering their babies.
I have a medical doctorate from Louisiana State University, and then I did my OBGYN four-year residency at the University of Texas. I was relying on the training and education that I was served and not push out of the window.
All that changed about 9 years ago when Mary Claire herself began dealing with midlife hormonal changes.
I started going through perimenopause and got really frustrated, as my patients were, with this kind of unexplained weight gain and new belly fat that was happening to me.
Mary Claire began researching medical journals on nutrition for women at the end of their reproductive years and, of course, found very little information. But she did find a handful of studies on nutrition to lower inflammation, which in turn could lead to weight loss.
I was learning and learning and learning so much about nutrition. I had enrolled in the culinary medicine program at Tulane and
was taking my learnings and sharing them.
She eventually developed a program that she dubbed the Galveston Diet.
And it's called the Galveston Diet because you're...
I live there.
Oh, you live in Galveston. Okay.
And she started recruiting 1,500 volunteers via Facebook to try the diet, which focuses on healthy fats, lean meats, fruits, and vegetables. Here's her talking about a sample meal on Facebook.
This is the Kelly salad base, a whole avocado, 3 ounces of chicken, pistachios, raspberries, goat cheese, pumpkin seeds, olive oil, and lemon juice.
And the program also includes fasting.
Practice intermittent fasting. This is one of the core components of the Galveston Diet. We teach a 16-8 window, 16 hours of continuous fasting, followed by 8 hours of an eating window. And that seems to work well for most people.
And the idea here is that improved nutrition can help with menopause symptoms.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I was giving away what became the Galveston Diet for free in these Facebook groups. And it was just really this incredible laboratory experiment for me where I'd be like, hey, who in this group wants to try my little program I made up? Me. So I'd get 100 people and I'd put them in a private group and I would teach them everything I had learned. And I got really good at how to capsulize this information in a way that a layperson could understand, yet keeping true to the science.
Then finally, some of her entrepreneur friends reached out.
And they're like, hey, you should do something with this because it's got legs. People are interested. You should monetize this somehow. No. I'm a doctor. You know, no one's going to want to buy a program.
She tried an ebook.
It was a disaster.
But when she packaged the diet information into an online course through a site called Teachable, after just a few months,
we had brought in several thousand people who were paying for the course.
We'll tell you what happened next after a brief break.
The Story Exchange is an award-winning nonprofit media platform that elevates women's voices and achievements. Our $25,000 Women in Science Incentive Prize supports female scientists addressing climate change. Find out more at thestoryexchange.org.
We've been talking to Mary Claire Haver, who some listeners might know from social media.
Here are 10 perimenopause tips I wish I knew sooner.
She's won a huge audience for talking about midlife changes.
Even though her own medical training didn't really cover this stage of a woman's life, which she blames on a number of factors.
There's societal reasons, ageism, paternalism. You know, we're not little men. We need our own paradigms for research. We die differently, we age differently, and we need to not be gatekept and gaslit in the doctor's office. You know, that's where I can help. So trying to turn that conversation around.
So by 2019, Mary Claire has a nice side hustle going on, getting customers to sign up for her nutrition program.
Now we're getting into 2020 and COVID hits. And so no one in the first few months of COVID was interested in a diet. Everyone was just locked in. And my daughter was home from college and the other one was in high school. And they're like, Mom, you got to do this TikTok thing. And I said, no, you know, it's dancing and kids. And they showed me a few other physicians who were kind of sharing informational things in a fun, you know, pointing at phrases to music. And I was like, you know what? That'll be fun. We're all sitting at home. I can do this.
She soon learned that she had a hidden talent for imparting menopause information via memes and fun music.
Overnight, I went to bed and woke up and I had 10,000 followers and X amount of views. And, you know, of course, the dopamine rush from that, I'm chasing it more and more.
As she began to talk more about menopause,
it just exploded across all channels. I think I was just the right place at the right time. Not many people were doing that in an informed way that was evidence-based. And I just started pointing out the discrepancies.
Here's one of her TikToks.
These are things that doctors have actually said to their patients. I don't believe in perimenopause. Menopause is a natural process. Just get over it.
Sometimes she's in scrubs in these videos. Sometimes she's in workout clothes. Sometimes she's in her kitchen. The more popular she got, the more it gave her the confidence in 2021 to take a big leap.
And then I made a radical choice to hang up a shingle and open a menopause clinic.
Oh, okay.
had always been employed. I had always worked for the university or for a large specialty practice. I had never opened my own practice myself. I didn't know how to do it. I had to like get a book to learn all the rules and regulations.
The office is located in Texas between Galveston and Houston.
I am my own boss. You know, I call the shots, I set the prices, and it's hard to do what I do. Most doctors in OB-GYN make money by, you know, doing biopsies and procedures and ultrasounds and surgery and delivering a baby. And so spending an hour and a half with a patient, talking to her, trying to untangle all of her symptoms takes a long time. And unfortunately, the current model that most people are forced to use is built to fail the menopausal woman.
How big is your practice?
Big. I have a waiting list of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I can envision in the next year, I will probably have maybe 3 or 4 nurse practitioners working with me. Mm-hmm. We have that much need. Every week, I at least have 2 or 3 patients flying in from out of state.
Wow.
And it's such an honor, and I'm so touched, and I know it's because of social media, but it's ridiculous that they can't find, I'm not walking on the moon. I'm not doing anything, you know, this is basic menopause care, very, very basic. And that they cannot find someone who is trained well enough to be able to do what I do is a problem, and one that I'm working to rectify.
So, despite years of neglect, menopause finally is getting attention.
There are a number of women-led startups focused on menopause, including Woman Ness, Kindra, and Stripes. The latter is backed by the actress Naomi Watts. Here she is talking about why she started the company.
I felt isolated. I felt I wasn't getting the right amount of information from doctors. So really, it's rooted from a personal story of mine.
Naomi's startup focuses more on skincare and wellness, while another startup, Alloy.com, has a medical team and prescribes safe treatment options for a variety of symptoms.
Alloy actually put together a rather humorous ad, sticking some unsuspecting men into a very hot room to mimic what a hot flash feels like.
In all seriousness, there is a whole group of women, like Mary Claire, many of them trained doctors, leading the charge for menopause care. And you can find them on social media. Doctors Corinne Men, Kelly Casperson, Heather Hirsch. Here's Dr. Sharon Malone.
We've got to really sort of rebrand menopause. It is not, as we say, it's not the end of things. It's the beginning of another phase of life.
Many of them, like Mary Claire, advocate for hormone replacement therapy, which for decades hadn't been prescribed because of a flawed Women's Health Initiative study in 2002, which overstated the risks of cancer.
In 2017, a new study found those concerns to be unfounded. Here's NBC News.
For 18 years, eases long-held fears about the therapy, concluding that women who choose hormone replacement are no more likely to die years later than those who do not.
Mary Claire is also a big advocate for nutrition, exercise, and supplements, which is where her new company comes in.
The supplement business is huge. We have thousands and thousands of customers a month.
When we spoke, they were selling 4 products on the pauselife.com.
So we have a turmeric, we have a fiber, we have a collagen, and we have a combo omega-3, vitamin D, and vitamin K. We're going to be adding a magnesium and a creatine.
And of course, Mary Claire has big plans to sell all sorts of curated products on the site.
I want to expand into sexual wellness products. You know, so many people reach out to me like, I need a vibrator. I can't see anymore without my glasses. I don't want to put on my glasses if I want to have an orgasm. Give me a tool that has buttons big enough. Give me lubricants that aren't, you know, like very specific to menopausal women. I'm like, I'm working on it. So I just feel like there's so much opportunity for us. And I want to be that person.
Well, I think that's a good note for us to end on.
I do, too. We thank Mary Claire for spending time with us.
And we thank you for listening.
This has been The Story Exchange. Join us next time to hear more stories about innovative and inspirational women doing the things you'd never dream of. Or maybe you would. If you like this podcast, please share on social media or post a review wherever you listen. It helps other people find the show. Visit our website at thestoryexchange.org, where you'll find news, videos, and tips for entrepreneurial women. And we'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at info@thestoryexchange.org or find us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I'm Colleen DeBase. Sound editing provided by Nusha Balyan. Production coordinator is Noelle Flago. Executive producers are Sue Williams and Victoria Wong. Our mixer is Pat Donahue at String and Can, recorded at Cutting Room Studios in New York City.